never make the radio play.
Turn it up. The night begins.
Smallsy
surgery. I feel it.
Hi, I'm Ed Sheeran.
It's Taylor Swift.
Smallsy surgery on Nova.
Oh, how fun are you?
Smallsy by name, but definitely not by nature.
This is Naomi. Slavia Smallsy.
This is Selena Gomez.
You're listening to Smallsy on Nova,
Australia's number one.
Smallsy surgery.
All right, let's go for a Wednesday. We are on 7 o'clock. The Surge is open for business. And tonight, yes, I've got what you want. And that's not good looks and a head full of hair, but it's invites to Nova's Red Room at the Sydney Opera House with the one and only Ed Sheeran. Also tonight on the show, the request line, start calling now, 13 24 10, if you want some blow up, sunny life, the watermelon, the flamingo and the gold. Oh, we've gone flashy tonight. We've got the gold swan up for grabs tonight. Also on the big show, I'm saying she is the hottest lesbian in the world. Ruby Rose, hanging out with us tonight. She's got a brand new movie coming out tomorrow. We're going to talk about that. But let's go. Request lines open for Wednesday, 13, 24, 10. Tell me what you want to hear. We're starting with Friendship, Emily Warren, Capsize, Smallsy Surgery on. This is Nova. Milky Chance. Cocoon in the Surge for a Wednesday night. This is Nova. All right, request lines are open, 13, 24, 10. What songs do you want to hear tonight? And invites to give away to see Ed Sheeran up close, intimate at the iconic Sydney Opera House. Just over 2 and a bit weeks to go until he's in the country. If you want to secure your invite, keep listening to the show. Hey, coming up in a few minutes, Ariana Grande. Remember last year when she said she hates fat Americans and she licked the donut?
Yes.
Well, she's done something similar to that again today, but this time on the Instagram. What she done, I'll tell you. But you remember Snake Hips were a band? They had that song All My Friends about a year ago. Mo, who had that song, Final Song? Well, they've collabed together. The song is called Don't Leave, and it's bloody amazing. It's playing for you right now. Fresh hits first are on. This is Nova.
You know me, now and then, I'm a mess.
Alessia Cara, Scarcia, Beautiful in the Surge for a Wednesday night. This is Nova, Ed Sheeran, Sydney Opera House, Nova's Red Room. 3 songs to go. Want to be there? Score your invite. Do not turn the radio over. If you don't want that, and you, I need your help though. So we're doing a Facebook Live poll tonight on my Facebook page. Just search for me, Smallsy. I got a blue tick, S-M-A-L-L-Z-Y. I'm running a poll. What's your favourite hot food? Because it's like, you know, it's summer holidays. People love having a meat pie or a sausage roll or hot chips. They're the 3 options. Can you believe hot chips is currently winning as people's favourite hot food? I would have thought the sausage roll would be far superior to the hot chips. Anyway, go to my Facebook page. Vote for the poll right now. Just before the show ends tonight, we'll wrap up who's got the most votes. Before we do anything else, though, it's time to find out the big entertainment news stories of the day and some drama for Brad and Ed.
Celebrity gossip.
Angelina Jolie.
Angelina Jolie.
First up tonight, the custody battle between Ange and Brad might finally be over, but tonight a new person is throwing their hat into the ring. The birth mother of one of their adopted kids, Zara, is trying to make contact with her daughter. Now, the birth mother's reached out to Ange, asking for a flight over to LA and a night at their ritzy Beverly Hills mansion. We're hearing Angelina hasn't actually officially responded yet. And they won't be asking Zara what she wants to do because they think at 12, it's too big of a decision to make at that age.
Hey, what's up? It's Ariana Grande.
Oh, another night, another Ariana Grande drama. Now, you remember last year she said she hated Americans. She also hated fat people and she licked that donut. Well, tonight, she's annoyed people after posting a photo on Instagram with the caption, "When you're cute, but you're also the hardest working 23-year-old human being on earth," with the hashtags cute CEO and hashtag haven't slept in years. Anyway, turns out some of her 94 million followers disagree, with fans reminding her that there's doctors, nurses and soldiers who work much harder than she does in the Instagram comment section.
Hi, this is Liam.
And just a quick one for you tonight. You ever wanted to go on a date with Liam Payne? No, he hasn't broken up with Cheryl, but he is doing something for charity. Have a listen to this.
Hi guys, Liam here, and I'm teaming up with Red and Amaze to offer you the chance to join me in the studio. We're going to chat over lunch at one of my favourite restaurants in Malibu. Trust me, you'll love it. Every entry supports Red's fight for an AIDS-free generation.
The selected fans will be flown out to LA and put up in a hotel as well. All right, that's the Hot Minute for a Wednesday. Hubba, 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 Ruby Rose on the show. Next, she's got a new movie, Triple X, out tomorrow. Right now, brand new music. This song banging in America right now, top five on iTunes. It's all-time low. His name is John Belly and fresh hits at night at Nova.
Was the night in shining off?
We ain't got no place to go, girl.
I like that. It's called In My Foreign, the freshest hits at night are on. This is Nova. They call themselves the Americanos. It is a collective of American rappers. Is that what you describe them, a collective? What is the... Is it a school of rappers? Is it a... A cluster of rappers. There's so many people in this song, I have to, like, hover over it. Ty Dolla Sign, Lil Yachty, a.k.a. Lil Boatman, and French Montana. It's the theme song to the new Triple X Return of Xander Cage movie. If you want to go see that new Triple X movie with Vin Diesel, Ruby Rose, it is in cinemas tomorrow. I can give you tickets now. 13 24 10, call up. She's one of the stars of the film, and she's here now too.
Here we go. Guns. Girls. Global domination.
Hi, this is Ruby Rose.
Xander Cage is back.
In Smallsy Surgery on Nova.
Ruby Rose, thank you for being in here again, honey. Happy New Year and Merry Christmases and all of the things that come when it's January and you say these things to people.
What was your New Year's resolution?
My New Year's resolution was to keep going to the gym, which I feel like I've done okay. I've done all right
at
that.
All right. You
thank
all right.
You. It was to go out in the sun. I think I've done all right there.
You look good.
And then I didn't have any other. That was it.
Oh, so you aimed high.
I really just, this year, I was less is more.
Yeah.
Less is more.
That's that. If you just say that, it's better because
sorry.
It's a real blanket.
Yeah,
you know?
I should have led with that, right?
Then I would have been really intrigued. Like, what do you mean?
Inspired even.
Definitely.
You would have been like, wow, this guy's got it together.
Yeah.
Instead, I've led with my two superficial ones and that's all I could go with.
And ones you were already doing.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm going to be in the sun and I'm going to work out still.
The movie, Triple X, Return of Xander, Cage, it is out this week, January 19. Vin Diesel, Samuel L. Jackson, yourself, Toni Collette. I have to quickly ask, Vin Diesel, are his arms as big in real life as they appear on the big screen?
His arms are the size of my head.
Yeah, I heard that.
We trained very competitively to see who could bulk up the quickest.
Yeah.
Because he came from a different role as well, so
okay.
You know, he has to change his body accordingly. And Xander is his big, you know,
mm-hmm.
muscular character. And we were training, and then it got to a point where I couldn't get any more bulky.
Okay.
And he just kept just...
going?
Oh, I was like, it's like someone's coming up to him with a... Like, he's like a balloon, and they're just going up to him and they're... And
yep.
I was like, this isn't fair anymore. And then it got to the point where he could just lift me. Like, he was just using me instead
oh,
of the
wow.
dumbbells. Yeah. And
okay.
I was like, all right, show off.
Did you go through like a bulking, like food regime?
Oh yeah.
What goes into the Ruby Rose bulk phase?
Well, I like when some of these photos that you know came out for X and that we did for press.
Yeah.
I look like Wolverine.
Yeah.
Like my muscles, I don't know, they're gone. They're long gone.
Long gone now.
Long
okay.
Gone.
All right.
God forbid there is a sequel, and I'm gonna have to start training like now.
Okay.
But yeah, I'm vegetarian, so I couldn't do you know the
chicken,
full-on,
the lean,
yeah.
lean chicken and stuff like that.
No,
what do you replace with that? Lean tofu.
Very lean tofu. You got
yep.
a special place for
yeah,
that as
okay,
well. It's
all
very
right.
rare.
Yep.
You can only get it in LA.
Yeah,
it comes
such
with a side of kale,
yeah,
and you have to cook it in coconut water.
Such an LA thing.
Yeah, so, and you got to do it while you're doing Bikram yoga.
Yep.
And no, it's a lot of protein shakes and a lot of greens. You know,
yeah,
like
okay.
Vin could have a slice of chicken, and I'd have to have 75 kilos of kale to replace that.
To replace all of
yeah.
that. So the movie is in cinemas January 19th. We're going to come back. I want to play the yes no game with you, Ruby Rose. The
no.
The triple X. You don't. That's actually not a question. That was a statement, and it's going to be the Triple X edition, all right?
All right.
If you want to see the new movie, Triple X, Return of Xander Cage, which is out tomorrow, 13, 24, 10. Let's do a quick hookup of tickets right now. I've got like 10 or 11 double passes to go. Naked Sexual playing for you now. Smallsy Surgery is on here at Nova.
Welcome back.
Smallsy Surgery.
Back
now.
Yeah, it is. Ed Sheeran, Nova's Red Room, Sydney Opera House. You want to be there? You want your money can't buy invites? Four songs to go, people. You can win. Next, Ruby Rose playing the Triple X edition of the Yes No game. This is Lovesick now.
Weather cold, the weather so.
Muramasa, ASAP, Lovesick. Wednesday night, Smallsy Surgery is on. One of the most requested songs so far tonight. Hey, Triple X, Return of Xander Cage. You want to see that? It's in cinemas tomorrow. Ruby Rose, hubba hubba, she's in that. Let's give away some tickets right now. Jason.
Yes, Smallsy.
Homie, Triple X movie tickets coming your way, bro.
Thanks, buddy.
Thank you. Beck, what are you doing? It's a Wednesday night.
I'm just on my way to touch football.
That sounds hot. I'm going to send you to Triple X as well, all right?
Yay, thank you.
If you're calling for Ed Sheeran, well, stand by. Three songs to go. You can be there.
Here we go. Guns. Girls. Global domination.
Hi, this is Ruby Rose.
Sandy Cage is back.
In Smallsy Surgery on Nova.
All right, now Rubes is hanging out with us tonight. The new movie I just said, it's in cinemas tomorrow. People can score tickets. I've got a truckload to give away. You're super ripped in the movie, but you've lost the bulk since the filming.
I have. I'm a bit sad.
Did you enjoy the fitness regime just quickly on the movie before we get into
the yes no game? Do I have to say this yes?
This was just more of yes. a just a topical warm you up question.
Oh, you
did you enjoy the fitness regime of it? Or?
I loved it. Okay. I loved it. Yeah, we went so hard, and I never, like, honestly, when I had excess baggage and I would put it onto the carousel, I'm like, this isn't overweight. It's like 5 kilos.
Yeah.
And then I put it on and she's like, this is 65 kilos. And you just lifted that like it was a feather.
Yeah, wow.
And now I get a bag and it's just a backpack.
It's 12
and
I'm kilos. Like, oh, my frail
arms. I'm like, this is definitely overweight. This is 100 kilos. And she's like, this is 1.5 kilos.
Yeah, right. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Yes, no game. It's pretty simple. You can answer yes, no. And then if I feel like prodding for more information, I will ask. Question one. Did you steal anything from the set of the movie?
Yes.
What was it?
It was a necklace. But I told them about it. Does that still count as stealing?
No,
I stole it first, then told
them. Okay, that's fine. That's fine. Where is it? Do you wear it?
I wear it. It's actually a bullet, and it's one of Adele's necklaces that she wears a lot, and I just was so attached to it that I just thought I'd take it. And then I thought, wait, they might need this for something. So then I called them and said, hey, I accidentally
wore it home.
Wore it home.
And outed on the red carpet a few times.
And so I wore it home to Australia. And they were like, that's fine. There's four of them.
Question two. Ever had yourself a speeding fine?
No.
Oh, I like that.
I've never had a speeding fine. I have had a parking ticket.
Is that because when in LA, you are driven and don't drive?
Oh, I like that. That's nice. You should be doing some of the tourist campaigns. I feel like LA is quite lax with that stuff, but Australia is very intense. And
I have to be honest. Australia is like hardcore with the police and the speeding. LA, you can be doing the speed limit on the freeway and they're leaving you in the dust. They like a vroom straight by you. You're like, am I not doing the right thing here? What is going on?
Yeah, I've been pulled over once in LA, and it was just for them to tell me that they liked my car. And I was like, okay, guys.
Thank you. You just really scared the absolute everything
out of me.
Yeah, wow.
And it was because I'd painted Basquiat on my car, and he just wanted to pull me over, and he's like, I like your car. And I was like, uh-huh. And he's like, that's it. And I was like, oh, good day, sir.
Good times.
And I turned into that person that I'm not. Good day, kind sir. Nothing to see here.
Good to see you. Congratulations on the movie, honey. When are you back in Australia after, like, any plans?
Probably not until Christmas again.
Wow, okay.
Unless, hopefully, God willing, I get a film that shoots here.
Okay. Hollywood people make a movie here. The dollar exchange is really good. Thank you for being here. Congrats on the movie, and we'll see you again soon, all right?
Thank you.
If you want to see Triple X Return of Xander Cage out tomorrow, let's do some more tickets. 13-24-10, call now. When we come back, Ed Sheeran, Nova's Red Room, Sydney Opera House, someone is winning. Wish that you could build a time machine. I wonder if in the Aussie hip-hop game, it's anything like the American hip-hop game, where Chris Brown and Soulja Boy are currently going to fight each other in a boxing ring because they have beef. All about, what's that, Chimachi Chu, the girl, the ex-girlfriend that's double-tapping the photos? It's all over Chris Brown's ex-girlfriend, and Soulja Boy liked one of her Instagram photos. Can Australian hip-hop get a fight on, please? I'd really like that. Coming up soon, Bruno Mars' new song, Versace on the Floor, going to play that. Also, let's just do this. I'm not going to make you wait any longer.
He sold millions of albums.
Pop star phenomenon.
Sheeran. Please welcome the one, the only, Mr. Ed Sheeran.
Come on, be my baby, come on.
Hey, this is Ed Sheeran. So I'm coming back to play the Nova Red Room.
I'm going to play until I pass out, probably.
See me live at the Sydney Opera House.
Keep your Smallsy Surgery to win.
In love with the shape of you.
All right, this week on the show, you can see the Ginger Jesus do the iconic Sydney Opera House. NovaFM.com.au website. Go there. Name, phone number. Leave it right now. We are doing Ed Sheeran trivia. You ready to give away one?
Yes.
Let's go. Have we got people on the phone ready to play? All right, let's play. Baby.
Ed Cred.
All right, the game is called Ed Cred. Please welcome to the Ed Sheeran boxing ring, Lauren and Ariana. Hi.
Hello.
All right, are you ready? One of you is going to walk away tonight with two invitations to see Ed Sheeran at the Opera House.
Ready? Yeah, we're ready.
All right, let's go. Names are your buzzers. It is the best of three. Question one. What is Ed's Instagram handle?
Lauren, Teddy Photos.
Yes, I'll give you that. Teddy's Photos. Question two. Yes. What animal does Ed have tattooed on his chest?
Lauren. A lion.
Damn straight, it's a lion. Lauren, guess who's coming to the red room?
Oh, thank you so much. Oh, my God.
You and a friend, Sydney Opera House, his most iconic venue performance of all time, and it just happens to be Nova's Red Room.
Thank you so much, Smallsy. This is the best.
Ariana, sorry, honey.
That's okay. No worries.
But tomorrow night we're playing again at the same time, and if you go and enter again, you could be back here on the radio, all right?
Okay. Thank you.
Let's be honest, though. Ariana wasn't even in the game tonight. I don't think she even buzzed in. So if you're going to play, at least buzz in to try and have it. It's only three questions. You could be off checking out Ed Sheeran do Sydney Opera House, Nova's Red Room. It's his first official visit back into the country since the tour, like almost two years now.
Yeah.
It's going to be amazing. It's going to be one special night you want to be there. Zara Larsson playing now. I would like. This is Nova.
I didn't know that I could want you so deep. All right, we got to get loud.
Top 99.
You request them.
Smalls,
who plays them. And we're pressing play on them right now, people. This is the Wednesday night hump night version of the Top 9 at 9. Most requested songs coming at you. Can we do some Sunny Life blow-ups? The blow-up, the pool toys. Okay, so Australia Day is next week. Public holiday midweek. The weather forecast is fine. If you're going to be by a pool or on a beach, you need to have the must-have blow-up watermelons or the flamingos or the swans. 13, 24, 10. Let's try and give away some or more of those bad boys before the number one song. Also coming up, we're going to do the Hot Minute, the big entertainment news stories. Which celebrity has built a pub in his house because he just can't be asked going to the pub anymore? Now, her first night in the Top 9 at 9 from LA and the Disney Channel at Sabrina Carpenter. This is called Thumbs at Nova.
In the world there is a father and a mother.
Tomorrow night on the show, another crack at you and your friend being up close under the sails at the Sydney Opera House seeing Ed Sheeran do his thing live in Nova's Red Room. These are money can't buy invites. I'll tell you how you can be part of tomorrow night's winners 10 minutes from now. First though, let's do the Hot Minute, the big celeb stories of the day. Roll it.
Celebrity gossip.
Angelina Jolie.
First up tonight, the custody battle between Ange and Brad might finally be over, but tonight a new person is throwing their hat into the ring. The birth mother of one of their adopted kids, Zara, is trying to make contact with her daughter. Now, the birth mother's reached out to Ange, asking for a flight over to LA and a night at their ritzy Beverly Hills mansion. We're hearing Angelina hasn't actually officially responded yet, and they won't be asking Zara what she wants to do because they think at 12 it's too big of a decision to make at that age.
Hey, what's up? It's Ariana Grande.
Oh, another night, another Ariana Grande drama. Now, you remember last year she said she hated Americans. She also hated fat people and she licked that donut. Well, tonight, she's annoyed people after posting a photo on Instagram with the caption, "When you're cute, but you're also the hardest working 23-year-old human being on earth," with the hashtags cute CEO and hashtag haven't slept in years. Anyway, turns out some of her 94 million followers disagree, with fans reminding her that there's doctors, nurses and soldiers who work much harder than she does in the Instagram comment section.
Hey, this is Ed Sheeran.
And just a quick one for you tonight. Not only did Ed Sheeran spend last year making music, he also spent last year building a pub in his house. You couldn't find anything more Ed Sheeran than a pub in his backyard. Apparently, he decided to build one on his house because he wants to be a dad one day and doesn't want to be away from the kids, so why not have a pub so your mates can go to your place instead of down the street? All right, that's the Hot Minute done for your Wednesday night. Let's press play on this brand spanking new entry into the Top 9 tonight. They are the Americanos. It's Ty Dolla $ign, French Montana, Little Yachty, a.k.a. Boatman, and this is called In My Foreign, number 7, Top 9, here at 9, here at Nova.
The Americano, the Americano, the Americano.
Number 6 tonight. In your Top 9 at 9, Alessia Cara, Scars to You Beautiful for a Wednesday. Coming up in a few minutes' time. Oh, if you do celebrity impersonations, if you're one of those people that when they're had a couple drinks deep at a party you start doing celeb impersonation. Your chance to win some prizes coming up in a few minutes. Right now, though, Bree, it says here you're doing a late-night Kmart run. True?
Yes, that's right.
I bloody love Kmart. How good are the Kmart homewares, FYI?
I literally shop there all the time.
How about I bloody give you a Sunny Life blow-up thing for Australia Day?
Oh, my God, thank you so much.
Now, you get to choose the watermelon or a flamingo, what you want.
Flamingo, please.
Flamingo coming your way, plus a Sunny Life beach towel, Sunny Life inflatables. You can get them if you order them online, sunnylife.com.au. They'll get there before Australia Day, all right?
Thank you so much.
When we come back, it's a battle for the number one song tonight as requested by you.
Come on. Smalls' Top
90. Number two again tonight, Chainsmokers and Paris. Top 9 at 9. Wednesday here at Nova. Hey, tomorrow night on the show, you could be off to see Ed Sheeran play Nova's Red Room. Enter if you want to be there. Money can't buy invites. The biggest Red Room we've ever done at the most iconic location ever, the Sydney Opera House. NovaFM.com.au. Right now we're doing impressions, though. Do you do an impersonation, celeb impersonations? This 7-year-old Asian girl does a Taylor Swift. She was on the TV show in the Philippines called Your Face Sounds Familiar. I wonder if that's just bad grammar or if it's lost in translation. Your face sounds familiar. Zach is here. You're helping us out.
Hello.
All right, where are we going first? What caller?
Jenna.
All right. Jenna.
Hello.
Okay, Zach, go. You talk to her. Zach, tell her what you needed to do.
All right, Jenna. Give it your best shot.
Yep.
Man, it's harder. Okay. Wait.
Yep.
All you had to say was, Jenna, give it your best shot, and you had to stumble your way through that. It's very hard doing what I do. I make it look very easy.
No one's saying it isn't hard.
Yeah, then you need to show me some more respect off the air. This guy berates me off the air all the time. Sorry, Jenna, we're just having a mini radio show domestic on the radio because this producer doesn't respect me. But now I realise, oh, it's harder than it looks. Sorry, do your impersonation.
Okay.
Is this Donald Duck? Is this Donald Duck?
Yes, it is.
Okay, I'm going to give you the worst prizes because a Donald Duck is like, no. When I said
who's running this segment?
Okay, what does she get? Do the credits.
All right, Jenna, let me get my prize sheet. I don't seem to have that one. Here we go.
All right, what have we got?
Jenna, I am hooking you up with a copy of The Sound of Ministry, out now from Ministry of Sound, the hilarious new coming-of-age comedy, Edge of 17, in cinemas as well, with Hailee Steinfeld.
Thank you.
That's two separate prizes that you made sound like one.
Yes.
A CD and tickets for you and a friend to the movies.
There you go. Thank you.
Thank you.
Counting down. Smallsy's Top 9 at 9. Ready? Recap. New entry at 9. I think let's recap tonight's countdown. Number 6. All right, tonight's number one song is requested by you, playing for you next when we come back. And if we get any better impersonations that are not Donald Duck, we might try that one more time. Number one song tonight, as requested by you, no surprises, Ed, Castle on the Hill. And Ed Sheeran building a pub in his house because when he wants to have kids one day, and then when he has the kids, he's like, I'm not going to the pub anymore. So then that's the story of Ed Sheeran. Tomorrow night on the show, another chance for you to see Ed Sheeran play the Opera House, Nova's Red Room. We're kicking off 2017 with the biggest Red Room at the most iconic location that we have ever done. Have we got time for any more impersonations or no?
One more.
Who is it?
Mia.
All right, Mia, do your impersonation for me now. Go.
Heard in the clouds, gone away. Oh, my stars, stars, stars.
Apart from that end bit there, was that Ariana Grande?
Yes.
Yes, it was. That was very... very good. Why was she singing though? I thought we were doing character impersonations, but it was just a bit of everything.
It was a celeb impersonation. Good on you, Mia.
I like that, Mia. I want to go and I'm going to give you, there's nothing appropriate here for you whatsoever. I'm going to give you Miss Peregrine's Home for Peculiar Children out now on Blu-ray and DVD, okay?
Thank you.
Thank you, enjoyed that. I was going to give you tickets to Assassin's Creed, but that's way out of your age group. And then I was going to give you Resident Evil movie tickets, and again, way out of your age group. But thank you for calling in.
No problem.
And by the way, go to bed. It's past your bedtime. Jax Jones on air for you now. You don't know me. Fresh hits first. Here at Nova, Jax Jones, Ray. The song is called You Don't Know Me. That song right now, number one in the UK on the Shazam charts, top five on iTunes. I reckon that's a good summer vibing song, right? Good summer vibes tune. I like that. Hey, that's it for The Surge tonight. Thank you so much for hanging out with us. Tomorrow night, more invites for you to go see Ed Sheeran play Nova's Red Room. Plus, am I right in believing that Throwback Thursday for tomorrow, we're going to delve into the archives and pull out an interview with Ed Sheeran that has not been heard for years?
Yes.
What? Where are we going? Which one are we doing? Do we know?
Find out tomorrow.
No, tell me, which one? Are we going to do the one where I made him put the Maltesers in his mouth?
Maybe.
Or the one where the one that we posted on my Facebook page last night where I look like I've eaten like 50 hamburgers.
Not that one.
Not that one? Okay, tomorrow night, old school interview with Ed Sheeran. What will it be? Find out. See you tomorrow, 7 o'clock.
Bye, Felicia.
Miss anything? Head to novafm.com.au and remember, you can talk to Smallsy anytime. Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. Just search Smallsy. Smallsy Surgery is now officially closed. You've been listening to the Smallsy Surgery Podcast. Listen in real time, weeknights 7 p.m. only on Nova.